Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from the studios of Waves of Glory. I apologize this morning for my faux pas. I was supposed to be broadcasting at 10 o'clock a.m., and we are in the midst of a move. I got all turned around and started moving things, and lo and behold, I looked up, and it was 1 o'clock. And so we're going to just go ahead, ask your forgiveness for not being there at 10 a.m., but this is a word that I wanted to get out to you today because it's on my heart so heavy. This past weekend, the Lord spoke this very word to me three times within a 12-hour period from different sources. And so I'm really, really, really excited about it and excited to share this word to you. How many of you understand that there is nothing new under the sun? That's it. There is nothing new under the sun. So what I'm about to tell you is not something that you haven't heard before. But the issue is, or the plan today is to pray that God would give you revelation knowledge, because once you receive the revelation knowledge, nothing can ever take you back. Nothing can ever take away that revelation. Nothing can take it out of your spirit, and you will be empowered by the Spirit of God to go forth. And one thing we're talking about is breakthrough this year. Everywhere I look, the prophets are prophesying your breakthrough. They're prophesying your promotion and your elevation and your breakthrough, and everything is good, and that's good. How many of you have had a prophetic word come to you before that said that that was your time of breakthrough, that said that was the time of a financial miracle, that said that was the time of your healing, and you never saw it? And so you just kept waiting on God to manifest that word. I know I have been in that position where I've waited on the Lord to do what was said to me through either through the Spirit or through a prophet of God or some man or woman of God or through the word of the Lord came to me, and then it didn't happen or hasn't happened yet. And I'm wondering, God, what's going on? Because I know one thing I do know is that God cannot lie. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man of a man that he should repent. So when God says it, he is going to do it. So today I want to just share with you what happened to me this weekend. And I have entitled this particular broadcast, "You Shall Decree a Thing." Now, many people, many of us, even myself included, have heard the word of the Lord say, "You shall decree a thing and it shall be established." And you went about to decree a thing, and you stand up and you pray and you say, "I declare and I decree this, that, and the other. I declare and I decree this, that, and the other." And you're declaring and decreeing, and you're not seeing anything happening. These are the people I want to talk to today. Those of you who are declaring and decreeing and you are seeing your breakthrough, you're seeing manifestation, this broadcast is not for you. This broadcast is for those who are still waiting on God to show up and to show out. Amen. Why is it that your breakthrough has been delayed? Does it seem that you're always waiting on God? What's the difference between decreeing and declaring? I was sitting in the church this past weekend after waking up from a night in the realm of the spirit, and I'm sitting in church, and the people of God are up front, and they're doing an opening prayer, and they're ministering unto the Lord. And while they are praying there, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me concerning declaring and decreeing, and that it is now time for the people of God to begin to command your day. Now, what is happening in the realm of the spirit is God is coming back around. Some of you have been around this mountain 40 years, but it's time to take this group from wandering in your wilderness. It's time to step over into the promised land. And the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me as I sat there in church. And he was saying to me that we should believe God and we shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Now, this is not the first time that I've heard that scripture, not even the first time that I've preached on it, not even the first time that somebody has spoken it over my life. But now there is an illumination coming into my mind as the Spirit of the Lord says, believe God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. But the Holy Ghost did a halt right there at the first part. You shall believe God and you shall be established. That is a decree. A decree says is an official and official statement of something that must happen, that is going to happen. And so when this decree comes forth from the king, from the word of the Lord, it says, you shall be established. Now, one thing, let me just slow down a minute because I've got so much on the inside of me. I may just go too fast thinking you can hear what's on the inside of my spirit. But listen, let me just set the groundwork for this. When a king issues a decree, he issues an edict, he makes a divine proclamation, that word that he utters instantly becomes law. There is no debate. There is no option. Once the decree has been verbally spoken, that decree immediately becomes law. So when you begin to decree and to declare in the realm of the spirit, that's you, EJ, Apostle Ella, Apostle Melvin, and those of you who are listening, when you say, I decree and declare, the word of the Lord came to me this week, that these things go into effect immediately. Now, part of my problem and maybe part of your problem was that when I declared and I decreed, I was waiting to see the hand of God move. And while I'm waiting for God to move, my edict is waiting for me to release it into the atmosphere so that it can be activated immediately. It's waiting for me to believe that it is activated immediately. For this word of the Lord tells us that when we believe God, we shall be established. And that word established means to have that thing accomplished. It shall come to fulfillment. It shall stand. Glory be to God. So when we begin to believe God, we shall be established. What word of the Lord has come unto you even this year, 2016? What word of the Lord has come that has not yet come to pass in your life? What word of the Lord are you still waiting to see happen? Now, when I came into the year 2016, I sought the Lord for a word for my year. And the year he gave me, he said to me, this is the year of breakthrough. Now, the problem with many of us who give a prophetic word is we prophesy and we think that prophetic word is for everybody else. But this year is the year of breakthrough for me, for this is the word of the Lord for my life. And so if I'm not seeing breakthrough, then there is something wrong with the particular circumstances surrounding the word of the Lord. We know without a shadow of a doubt that it's nothing wrong on God's end. He has released a divine decree. Glory be to God. And when you release a decree, I was looking it up today on the in the Wikipedia what a decree is. A decree is an official order issued by a legal, so God, because the government of the kingdom of God is on his shoulders. I am a citizen of the kingdom, and the king has released a decree concerning me. That's a word out of the mouth of God. So when God releases a word concerning you, it becomes law
in your life. It becomes law in the kingdom. It becomes law in your circumstances. It becomes law in your situation, and there is no debate about it. There is no option. It has to come to pass. So, when I was sitting there in the midst of the prayer going forth and the Spirit of the Lord speaking to me, he began to give me a vision of what happens when you begin to declare the decree that God has released. And I saw a series of gears, large gears and small gears. And you know, when you look into the backside of a watch, it was like those gears. When one gear turns, it caused the other gears to turn, and which caused the next gears to turn. And all of these gears are turning at one time. And I saw in the realm of the spirit something shifting. It was as if there were platelets and positions that began to shift as the decree was declared. And so the Spirit of the Lord said to me, when you declare the decree that I have issued, saying that you shall be the head and not the tail, he said these gears in the atmosphere, in the realm of the spirit, begin to shift. These wheels begin to turn, and then your position where you are right now, even as the gears turn, you are shifted up to the next level. If you were at the back of the line, you begin to move forward to the front of the line, because now the decree is that you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. So now immediately you begin an ascent. Glory be to God. You begin to ascend to the top and not the bottom. What happens is, as the day closes, we as people of God, which we should not do, we begin to say little things. Well, I ain't seen it yet, but I believe it's coming. I'm waiting on God. Do you know that your words have power? So when you say that you're waiting, that sound goes out into that particular situation that is moving, and movement stops because you have declared that the brakes are on. You have said something with your mouth to declare that the brakes are on. And oftentimes, the next day, because we only have one day, people, we only get today. This is the day that we are being elevated. This is the day of your breakthrough. This is the day of your success. This is your day of promotion. You don't know if you're going to show up tomorrow. If the Lord be willing, then yes, you'll awake in the morning. But if he does not will it, this is your last day to accelerate. And so we've got to put the pedal to the metal in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. And we've got to continue to proclaim that word that God said concerning you when he said you are the head. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. You open your mouth and declare that, and I'm telling you, it begins to happen immediately. It doesn't matter if you see anything happening or not. You just keep declaring the decree that is issued, because it is law by God. It is a legal law that is now set in motion by your declaration. Glory be to God. And then when the pastor got up to preach, she took us to 1 John 4:17. The last portion of that verse says, as he is, so are we in this world. And the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me to let me know that when Jesus declared something, he himself said, I don't do anything except I see the Father do it first. Now, where did Jesus see the Father doing the things that he declared? I submit to you that when he rose up early in the morning to go up into the mountains to pray, that it was at that time he discovered the divine edicts of God. He discovered the divine word of the Lord going forth. He discovered the decrees in the realm of the Spirit. And the Holy Ghost said to me this morning, we, the people of God, have mixed up affirmation with declaration. We think that when we are repeating an affirmation that we're actually declaring a decree. But unless we have made the decree in the realm of the Spirit with the authority of the Spirit, then that decree, that affirmation does not become law. That is, an affirmation is a positive thought, and it has to do with self-empowerment. It has to do with the natural realm. But a decree that is issued under legal authority by the kingdom of God must be issued in the realm of the Spirit. It is then that that decree becomes law in your life, and it is a law that cannot be revoked. And so there in the realm of the Spirit, we declare the decree that God himself has spoken concerning us. Amen. A word from the Lord establishes us. Now, we think in our natural mind that that word from the Lord, the word of God, is just the written logos word. But I submit to you today that when you are in prayer, you will hear the word of the Lord. You will hear a word from God. When God opens his mouth and releases a word to you, it becomes a divine law. It becomes a divine law. How many have ever heard a word from the Lord? How many have received a word from the Lord? So when you receive that word from the Lord, understand that that was a decree that was issued in kingdom authority. Now you begin to declare the decree that God himself has issued. Now, when you become authorized in the realm of the Spirit by the Holy Ghost, the Word of God says, you shall decree a thing. Now, this is when it gets really good, is now we understand that when the king makes a law, it's called a decree. But in the realm of the earth, you have been given kingdom authority to command the earth. And so you today, child of God, can decree a thing. That's not just saying it. That's not just giving an affirmation. But that means you can issue a divine, legal, official order, and it has to come to pass. So when you understand who you are in God, when you understand that in Christ you are seated at the right hand of the Father, when you understand that being seated at the right hand of the Father means the place of authority, then you understand that you can command your day. It is the will of God for us to be whole, to be well, to be of sound mind, to be without fear. And you in your Holy Ghost, sanctified self, can stand and order the day. You can order your day today. You can have the life you desire simply by standing on the word of the Lord that he has spoken concerning you and begin to release that word daily into the atmosphere. Daily, because the gears are moving as you are speaking, as you are declaring the decree. And when you're declaring that word, you won't be using your tongue to say stuff that causes the word to be null and void. When you think about Esther and the decree that went out from King Artaxerxes that the Jews would be annihilated on a certain day, he said, I have issued a decree that cannot be reversed. However, I can issue a decree that would counter decree that particular decree. So when he issued the first decree by the deception of Haman that the Jews would be annihilated on a certain day, then when Esther exposed Haman and Haman was now dead, the decree is still in effect. But the king says, what I will do is I will issue a second decree that every one of the Jews shall arm himself and shall fight and shall prevail. So the second decree empowered the people to defend themselves against the decree that went out to destroy them. This is how powerful a decree is. It becomes a divine law. And in our mind, in my mind, this may not have been your problem, but I'm waiting for the breakthrough when the Spirit of the Lord saying, when I declare to you January 1, this is the year of breakthrough, breakthrough began to happen right there. But I was looking for something in the natural to show me that breakthrough was occurring. And when I didn't see breakthrough in the natural, I don't know about you, but I begin to just think out loud, what is wrong with me? Why is it not happening? And when you start thinking things out loud, you are speaking them into existence. That was me. But I've got the revelation now that the gears are in motion as I declare and decree. So when I rise up, I begin to declare, Isha, that this year is the year of breakthrough. Today is the day of breakthrough. I shall break through on every side today. I shall break through in finances. I shall break through today in ministry. I shall break through in health. I shall break through in relationship. I command this day to release sons and daughters unto me. I command this day to release clients and customers for businesses. So do you understand? Declaring and decreeing gives you the divine authority to set your day in order. And what you declare and decree has no option but to come to pass today. So when you believe God, you shall be established. So that means, what are you believing? You believe in the word that God has released to you. So you are established. You stand in that word. It's confirmed. You stand firm, and it shall surely come to pass. It shall be accomplished without a single doubt, without an alteration or a modification. The word that God has spoken concerning you, it will absolutely come to pass. Last week, not this Sunday past, but the week before, the word of the Lord came to me once again saying, God has made a promise and he didn't forget. So don't let the enemy make you feel that God has forgotten about you. He has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten the word he said concerning you. It is up to you to stand up in the realm of the spirit and begin to declare the decree that has been issued and to hear the voice of the spirit giving you a word. Now, when we look in the book of Job 22, that verse of scripture that says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established, I was amazed this morning when I read it for myself once again. Job 22, verse 8, you shall also decree a thing. That means to make a law that is legally binding, and it shall be established, firm, rooted, grounded for you. It will be confirmed, accomplished, erected, fulfilled, made good, posted, set, and surely stand. Esha. So when you open your mouth, be sure you open your mouth to say what you want to see come to pass. It says you will succeed in whatever, this is a different translation, you will succeed in whatever you choose to do, and light will shine on the road ahead of you. That's the second part of that verse. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and light shall shine on the path ahead of you. Listen, this is the word of the Lord. This is a decree today that you shall decree a thing, it shall be established, and light shall shine on the road ahead of you. Now, when you begin to release that word, the wheels start turning. Glory to God. The little wheel turns the big wheel, which turns another wheel, which calls you to go forward, which calls that which you have already declared to begin to work its way towards you. Even now, you are advancing in it. Immediately, it happens immediately. It's not waiting on God. You're not. Stop waiting on God. God is now. He's in the now. He's not somewhere sitting twiddling his thumbs. He has already set the pattern in motion. So declare it today. Decree it. It is established. It's legally binding in the realm of the spirit. And all you have to do is believe it. And if you get a word from a prophet today, you believe that word, you begin to prosper, not just because the prophet said it, but because you're believing it and you're declaring it and you're walking in it and you're expecting it today, not tomorrow. It's happening immediately. It's happening as we speak. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:89 says, "O Lord, your word is established in heaven forever." Another translation says, "O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Listen, once God releases a word, that's it. Once the prophet releases a word, that's it. It happens immediately. This is the revelation. It happens immediately. Another testimony of that is when Jesus cursed the fig tree. No one could see the tree dying, but it happened immediately. Glory be to God. I pray for you today that you catch the revelation of a prophetic word coming to you out of the mouth of God, out of the mouth of the prophet, out into your hearing when you are praying and seeking his face by the word of the Spirit. It happens immediately. Stop looking into the future for your word. The gears begin to move immediately. Amen. So I want you to declare today whatever decree that has been released to you, get an understanding. Whatever word that you have been waiting on God to fulfill, pull that word. Stop waiting, my God, stop waiting for God to fulfill it and understand it is a law. It has to happen, and it has happened immediately. So now you stand up and begin to declare it. That's where affirmations come in. When God says, "You shall be the head and not the tail, you shall be above only and not beneath." Listen, that is the decree. That is the divine law. It's in effect now. So now you can bring in affirmation with, "I am the head and not the tail." Why? Because once he released it, it happened immediately. So you're not quoting an affirmation so you can see it in the future. You're quoting an affirmation because you are affirming and acknowledging that it has happened already. If he says, "My beloved, I wish above all things that you shall prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers," then when you believe that, it happened right now. So you can affirm, "I am prospering in my soul. I am prospering in my mind, my will, and my spirit. I am prospering in my health, even as my soul is prospering." That's when an affirmation happens. Trying to believe to crank up your faith through an affirmation is backwards. We have the cart before the horse. So get up in the realm of the spirit. Hear the word of the Lord, and then let that word be released in the realm of the spirit. Then you can affirm it in the natural realm, and then you can walk in it. You walk in it by declaring, "I am what God says I am. I am what that decree says I am. I am what the word of the Lord has said I would be. I'm that immediately." Oh, glory to God. I love you today. I don't know if you grasp what I'm saying to you. The revelation of it is that once the word, the decree comes forth, it is in effect immediately. I have many more scriptures to share with you, but I'm just going to cut this off right now because we have run out of time. But I want you to go in the Word of God. Go in and do a word search on decree. You will find the truth of the matter is it goes into effect immediately. Even Daniel, when the decree went out that all of the wise men were going to be killed because they couldn't bring the king's dream to him. He didn't remember his dream, and he wanted the magicians and wise men to tell him what the dream was. And when none of his men could do that, he sent people out to kill every one of the wise men, including Daniel. But at that point, Daniel said to the person who was sent to slay him, "Let me go before the king, and I will ask him for more time," because a decree happens, goes into effect immediately. Amen. Glory to God. I hope I see you again tomorrow or the next time the broadcast. I don't know if I'll be on here tomorrow, but if I'm moved by the Spirit of God, I'll be back to share with you more about decreeing and declaring. Immediately, it's happening now. It's happening now. God bless you. God bless you. Walk in it. You are what God says you are, would be. You have what he said would come to you. You have it now. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin saying, "You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established immediately, and light shall shine on the road ahead of you." I love you. God bless. Amen.